You're listening to SBS News.
When Kate came to Australia from Taiwan in 2019, before the pandemic, she was attracted by advertisements promising an adventure. She imagined the combination of a holiday while earning a wage. Kate found the reality somewhat different, as she was put to work on a lemon and mandarin farm and earning below the minimum wage. Kate, a backpacker, is now taking her story to Canberra to advocate for an end to the underpayment of workers in the agriculture sector and for better working conditions. A translator helped Kate explain her experience with SBS News.
Kate said that she was expecting a very exciting 3 months, as it was advertised, or what people talk about, how to make a fantastic working holiday. Whereas when she came here, she was just thinking, oh, I can make the 3 months and have a great life here. But the reality is that it's a super hard work, and she had to work a lot.
But it was the living conditions that she was unprepared for, living in a room with 7 other people and dumpster diving for food. Via a translator, Kate issued this advice to other backpackers.
No matter how beautiful Australia is, it is a generally beautiful and safe place to be. But she would advise the backpackers to protect themselves. She said, one example is that when facing sexual harassment by the labor hire contractors or the employer, if you, like she said, you don't have to endure it, you don't have to tolerate that, you just run away, leave them.
Kate's experience is, among others, documented in a new report, which found that 78% of more than 1,300 workers surveyed in Australia's horticulture industry are being paid below the minimum wage, with some being paid as little as $9 a day. The report by Migrant Workers Centre and Unions New South Wales surveyed workers between late September 2020 until late February 2021. Mark Morey from Unions New South Wales says that in many instances of underpayment, the workers are paid according to the amount of fruit produce picked in buckets, rather than an hourly rate.
Workers are now being only offered piecemeal rates, which is about collecting fruit and produce in buckets. Some aren't even making $2 an hour. On top of that, some unscrupulous labour companies and employers are then charging these workers for accommodation and food. The horror of what is actually going on in our regional rural areas is quite frightening. And these workers, both migrant workers, but also young Australians, are being exploited, and it has to stop.
Mr. Morey is heading to Canberra with Kate to raise those concerns with MPs over underpayment in the sector. He says requests to meet with the Agriculture Minister David Littleproud were rejected, and no response was received from the National Farmers Federation. But meetings are in place with crossbench senators, MPs from One Nation, the Greens Party and the Labor Party, calling on them to make changes in the industry.
Firstly, get rid of the piece rates. Secondly, get rid of the 88-day requirement for people to actually work in a regional rural area in order to get their visa extended. They're the two key things we're asking for. But thirdly, we're asking for the sector, the agricultural sector, to have a good look at itself and work out a better business model.
The National Farmers Federation CEO, Tony Ma, told SBS News in a statement, it has long called for the introduction of a national labour hire regulation scheme to hold labour hire entities to account. The introduction of a dedicated agriculture visa solution, as called for 4 years now, would ensure foreign workers holding the visa would only be placed with fully accredited employers. Matt Kunkel from the Migrant Workers Centre in Victoria says there is a clear role for the federal government to ensure the working conditions are appropriate and that underpayment is not allowed to go unchecked.
We need urgent reforms that take away the power of these dodgy employers to hold over their visa extensions over these workers. And we need to have a genuine skills-based visa system that allows people to come to this country to earn their way, to build their lives, and to settle down and put down roots. And that's what the federal government must do.
Mr. Kunkel also says that the role migrant workers take on in Australia is extremely valuable.
We need migrant workers in this country. Migrant workers make this country work. They feed us, they house us, they help our elderly. We need the great skills that they bring to this country. And what we're doing is forcing them into these circumstances, which is driving them away from building their lives in this country.
The Fair Work Ombudsman found after a two-year investigation in 2016 that 66% of 4,000 people on working holiday visas reported underpayment. Almost 60% agreed that backpackers were unlikely to report mistreatment in case their work is not signed off by the employer. To qualify for a second year on their temporary visa, backpackers are required to fulfil a condition of 88 days of specified paid work in a designated regional area and industry. There's a call to regulate labour hire companies. Marie from France has worked across six farms in Australia in 2 years and says her English skills shielded her from the worst abuse from employers.
For example, I know it never happened to me, but I know it happened to people I know that the farmers would hold their wages, and it's actually illegal to hold it more than 2 weeks or something. So just more control so they don't feel safe. Sometimes it's really like paid slavery, like modern slavery.
She also says the backpackers work very hard and aren't appreciated enough. Marie has had to work up to 14 hours without a break and told SBS News she would go to the toilet wherever she could at the time. Marie has high hopes that bringing the issue to Canberra's attention will trigger change.
It's all right that we have to work to earn a right to stay another year. I think it's a good thing. I have no problem with that. But just not to hear that we are lazy and they can replace us whenever they want and they can pay us whatever they want would be good.
She revealed that there were several social media forums in place where backpackers could spread the word about farmers who were underpaying workers or who had reputation for mistreating workers, although many new arrivals felt they had little choice. She recalls one incident where her former boyfriend had an accident on the farm. He crushed his fingers under a hammer. The employer had attempted to avoid paying for the cost of the operation and told them to stay quiet about what happened.
No, you're right. Because there are actually many things we can have. Like, for example, we didn't know when that accident happened to my ex-boyfriend. We didn't know if he had any rights to claim, like make a claim for the working accident or these kind of things, or the night rates, the Saturday, Sunday, and public holiday rates. I think it's a good thing to know what you're allowed to have.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.